is Davin's Den. Is Davin's Den.
Excuse me. That's a great thing about singing.
On?
You can just go, well, during the 80s,
that was a big thing. That was me this morning.
Yeah, no. Pip's recording an album. Wow, that sounds real. Rock on, Pip. Rock on.
Either Pip is sick or she's recording a death metal album.
Such
I
a
like
lovely
to multitask.
Voice.
It's both.
What?
I like to multitask. It's both.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do some scam busters. All right, Pip, what are the categories?
Okay. Well, the first is our perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. And our second is My Money. And the third is Fuck You.
All right. I'm going to go with six Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going with seven My Monies.
Oh.
My money.
And I'm going to go with eight Fuck Yous.
Don't wow. Sell yourself all short. Right. You deserve big retro. Time. Okay. Joe's girl says five Mr. Davins, two My Monies, and one Fuck You.
Hmm.
I'm going to say seven Mr. Davins, five My Monies, and five Fuck Yous. And Mr. Helix, who is home, and I'm home so I can ask him these things, says two Mr. Davins, three My Monies, and four Fuck Yous.
By the way, now that the hubby is there with you, you think you could fucking do his read without butchering it tonight?
I think I could manage that.
Actually, why don't you just have him do it?
I was just going to say that. Why don't you just have him do it?
He'll tell us what we need to know.
I'm going to have him do it.
There you go. Mr. Helix gets on the mic tonight.
Yes.
Very exciting. What, is his station closed for Rosh Hashanah?
No, he's just done for their radio evening has closed, and now they're just on programmed music.
Yeah,
nobody to tell them what song they're listening to. Sounds a little harsh, a little cold. How will they know?
I know it is.
You know, by the way, DJs have been replaced by Shazam.
Really?
You don't know.
It's like an app.
Yeah, it's an app where it tells you like who sang the song, what the song is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
I thought it was the magician.
No. Okay.
Yeah, we'll just let that sit there.
Yeah, well, you know.
And,
like
and
breakfast
and
in your
fester.
Stomach. Yeah.
Fester.
Pip. All right, let's do this, shall we?
Yeah.
Subject. Scammers are being proved. All right, Joe, we get it. Yeah, enough.
You made me. just doing what the boss asked.
Such a good yeah. So-called Melvin Santos. Do you think I will believe in you? Doctor? No. You are a typical scammer from Africa, because I got the message from this scammer called James H. Miller saying, I need to pay for the funds transfer forever. This is never-ending payment. You are a big boy from all this. Including Eric Boren Brown Cotton. I am not too lousy, but the truth is that you are a fucking cheater. I can show the truth. I will call FBI headquarters to ask for arrest soon. You will see the true arrest. And this is a conversation between Ann and Miller. Ann goes, because you cheat on my money.
Ah! One.
Miller goes, no. Ann goes, funds? I have funds? Always. Miller goes, how much is the funds? Ann goes, but the victims must pay. 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 She said it three fucking times. We get it.
Pay.
Pay. Then she says,
pay.
Then she says, fuck you.
There's one.
There we go.
Go to Africa, because you live in a low life.
She's a racist?
She's president.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Did she just tell him to go back to Africa?
I guess. Miller goes, their funds are under process. Ann goes, wow. Miller goes, yes. Ann goes, under process. Ha, ha, ha. Scam. I'm going to send it out now. Miller goes, no. Okay? Ann goes, you are a scammer from Africa. Go to hell. Never contact me.
Me.
Miller goes, who? Ann goes, shame on you. Miller goes, me? Ann goes, scammer busted. Miller goes, I'm going to help in Liberia and Sierra Leone. You never read the news. And says, go forever. Go. Get killed immediately. I will you to die. If only it worked that well.
Yeah, really. Yeah, yeah. What did... Immediately, too. No lollygagging.
You wouldn't have to pay for some health insurance.
That's true.
Ann goes, do not contact me anymore. Ann goes, funds? Miller goes, thank you. Ann goes, you are a fucking liar, a real scammer. Miller goes, I am leaving. Ann goes, go ahead. Never contact me. Miller goes, you can contact the bank manager directly. Ann goes, forever. Miller goes, take this contact. Ann goes, no interest. Fuck you.
I think after all of that, she says to him, he goes, you can call the bank manager directly.
Yeah, he's trying to help. Yeah. Cut out the middleman.
Like she's not even, she's going to do it anyway, you know?
Ann goes, you're a fucking scammer. Scammer? Scammer. Fuck off. Shame on you. You're a real scammer. Soldier Miller. Ha ha ha. Criminal. Miller goes, are you satisfied?
What are those sound bites?
They could be.
Does it sound like another satisfied customer to you, smart ass? Yeah.
Ha ha ha. Then she's having a conversation with Parker Green. Parker says, they wanted to pay your money back, but you are too lousy. I don't know what that means.
Lazy.
Oh, no, it's lousy.
Lousy? You're too lousy?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
And goes, send it to my bank account now. Parker says, block me now, asshole. And goes, to show the truth. Parker goes, no, fuck off. Do not ever contact me again. Ann says, no, say never contact me now. Ann says, fuck off. Parker goes, bye. Ann goes, criminal, fuck off. Shame on you. Shame. Parker goes,
it's free, James. Sure.
Parker goes, your father's a criminal. You heard the lady. Or the man, whatever the hell Parker is. Parker goes, and your mother a sex worker.
Oh, now you were talking.
Oh.
Parker just took off his fucking Lee Preslon nails. He's ready to throw it out. I said, hold my earrings.
All right. My mother is a sex worker.
But I mean, like, he doesn't go to, like, your mother's a whore. She's a slut. She's a sex worker.
Oh, she's got a job. I mean, she's getting paid.
Yeah. Sex worker. She makes dildos in Beijing.
Yeah, it never means that, does it?
Name's on.
No, yeah, but that's going to be a sex worker. You work at a dildo factory in Beijing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all have our gene. Fuck it. Anyway, yes, Green Parker says, and your mother is a sex worker, like you.
Well, he's right. She's getting fucked all the time.
Ann says, you are fucking assholes.
Good retort.
Ann says, the person who lies will use the generations. Not what? So much there. Ann says, such a person like you. Parker goes, you owe my money. Ann goes, you are a real criminal. It's fucking lies. Shame on you. Mm-hmm. Parker goes, me? Ann goes, shame. Liar. Parker goes, I help you, bastard. Ann goes, fucking liar. Parker goes, I block you now, since all you know is insult. Ann goes, do it now. Shame on you. Parker goes, I will even ask them to stop the payment. Ann goes, go ahead. Make my day. I'm a sex worker. Because you use me.
I'm a sex worker, punk. So if you're going to pull a dildo, do you think you're going to be lucky?
Do you feel horny?
Do you feel horny? This is called the the extricator, big 12-inch black vein cock dildo.
We have dueling slutty Harrys.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Can you keep that part and send me the tape of that?
Yeah.
Him Joe reading that again.
By to turn you on.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah.
Stop rubbing yourself like a genie lamp. Calm down.
How'd you know?
Tell you what, if something pops out of there, I'm fucking running for my life. Yeah. I don't care if it's giving me three wishes. If something comes out of there and a fucking cloud or a puff, get the
fuck out. Oh, this comes out as a cloud and a puff all the time.
I don't care if it calls me fucking master. Get back in that hole, you wench.
By the way, Joe's girl says that's his creepy guy in the bushes voice.
Oh, yeah.
or as Joe's girl calls it, foreplay.
Yeah. Yeah, the creepy guy in the bushes. Yeah, it's the creepy guy in the bushes.
Come on, Joe's girl. Because that's what I call her when we're together, Joe's girl. No, I'm a narcissist.
When I go to meet her sometimes, I'm the creepy guy that hides in the bushes, and I'll call her, yes, the creepy guy in the bushes. I'm just looking through the window and stuff like that. Can you do something about the guard dog? He kind of hurts. Yeah. Barks loud, too.
Why can't you just go inside, Joe?
I feel weird. It's a place to stay outside.
You're the outside boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
He's not worthy of indoors.
I can't go in there.
We'll have some outside loving with Joe.
Yeah.
God. If only you were paper trained, then you could go inside.
I know.
Well, we learned a little too much about Joe and Joe's girl's relationship, haven't we? Joe with his little fucking creepy voice.
I like the creepy guy voice.
Thank you.
I also use
it as a creepy coworker Joe at the day program. Like I'll have my coworker sitting there, I'll just stare at her. Hi, Cindy, how are you? Oh, creepy coworker Joe. Sorry. Yeah. Funny meeting you outside the women's room that day, huh?
Why does your creepy guy sound like Charlton Heston?
They take your heads off me, you dirty ape. That's Charlton Heston.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood is a lot more like this because his voice is a lot more hoarse.
So really, your fault.
I'm an adult.
So really,
and you're wondering why I'm laughing at Pooh Portal. You wouldn't put after the past 3 minutes. Wouldn't think I wouldn't put Pooh Portal on something.
I just think that's funny that the people who know you think that your creepiness is amusing.
Yes,
and not a concern.
Yeah.
Whereas
I totally get it because I have creepy voice at work too.
Yeah, I'm creepy coworker Joe.
What's your creepy voice, Pip?
My creepy coworker voice is the voice of Satan. And I just walk over to people and I'm like, here's the paperwork you asked for.
Sounds like Satan had the laryngitis.
Yeah, it does. Satan has all kinds of throat issues. I'll let you guess why.
Why?
I don't know. I'll let you guess why.
We'll move on now.
Yes, I think that's best.
And I say, shame on you. Go ahead. Never contact me. I'll report you. Parker says, talk to James. Ann says, as a scammer. Parker says, okay, I know you are angry. Ann says, I do not talk to that assholes. Parker goes, I am sorry. Please take it easy. Ann says, do not forget to go fuck UN. It's going to take a while.
Don't forget the fuck US.
That's right. Getting plane tickets, coming off of JFK, running in by Riverside Drive, and I'm going to fuck the whole UN.
Trying to fuck Syria and Russia blocks you.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Parker says, your funds will be wired to you. Ann goes, if you ever come to me, you will know what is going on. Your Americans are assholes. And there's a lot of spelling errors, but I'm not going to indulge it.
Yeah.
Parker goes, I'm coming to Japan next week. Ann goes, assholes. Parker says, bye. I've asked James to contact you. Ann says, even your lover, the woman who brought this to our attention, does not judge you as an America. Ha ha.
As an America.
I will never contact you anymore. You will never contact me.
Me.
I never owe you money. It is the truth. Fuck off. Even you come to Japan, I will never meet you because you are a criminal. Criminal.
A criminal.
Fucking
criminal.
Scam. You're a real scammer. Parker goes, no. I'm telling the truth because you are scammers. All of the anti-scam hunters tell the truth. The truth is, and this is the first time, usually they're out together, the anti-scam hunters. The truth is that you are scammers. I am telling the truth. Fuck off, scammers. I am too lousy. The truth is that I never get fucking money back. I insult you, Ed. No, it is the truth. Shame, shame, shame. Go to hell forever. God will punish you because you eat the victim's money.
I love go to hell forever. Like you got an option to leave.
Sure.
You know?
It's like a timeshare.
Yeah.
You can get somebody else to take your place.
I think Colin is going to get him because he's been eating the victim's money. Okay, that sounds like silence.
Ah, Pip. Mr. Davin.
Oh, finally.
This so-called Melvin Santos calls himself as a doctor. If he is well-educated, he would never steal others' info. But he did. Ha ha ha. He is a fucking liar. Attaches what I sent him. So-called idiot Melvin. And now we have a list. Number one, you stole my info and you use me. You are really shameful. Number two, where are my funds? I never get it. It's the same fucking conversation all the time. It's like I have with Donnie. I never get any fucking money back. Number three.
Why isn't the website up? Why can't we post shows?
And always like some bullshit. I should just go, fuck, you choke my money. That's what I should say. James H. Miller and Parker Green are mafias. They threaten me a lot because I never because I could not pay the fees. They make me use my company money, and they never return the money to me. You use them. Fuck you. Number four. Brown Cotton killed four victims, and he's a criminal. I can see you are very corrupt. I will report you as a scammer. All of you are scammers. Eric Bohr is running away and taking the money from the victims. Shame, shame, shame. And then the subject is, this is the truth. They are scammers. Mr. Davin.
Dose.
You are right. They are scammers. I still remember what they said to me before. We've had a little string here where she's really keeping her shit together.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's really frightening.
Brown Cotton is afraid of my report to FBI because FBI will arrest the scammers who impersonate the real FBI. Every time Parker Green sent me message informing the funds will be transferred to my account. In fact, that is fucking lie because they will ask for the fees, so-called transfer fees. The evidence. Pauline, true case. Pauline informed me that her funds will be out soon, and then she told me that she paid lots of money, but the fees are always not enough. The corrupt government can get the funds soon, and they release the funds to criminal. Corrupt government very soon, or the hackers or the black mafias can get money soon. It is obvious to see that Brown Cotton is a black mafia. James Miller and Parker Green, too. I think that's another word for scammer. Two, my case. I paid lots of money for the funds transfer, but I never get any money back. Three, victim C and victim A case. Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr lied to me. When they dealt with their cases, I was paying for the fees. Jennifer Green scammed me out of $1,500. I never got any money back. Conclusion, they are scammers and I will do unrest report. I will send facts to the FBI head office asking for arrest very soon because they choked the money. Here is the evidence that Parker Green is a criminal. And now we have a conversation. She's on board, kids.
Yeah, very much
yeah.
So.
Very happy here. And says, kindly return the money to me. Please kindly tell Mr. Miller about this. I have no time for this anymore. I have to look for more jobs. Please return the money to me. Parker says they are working on it already. But you acted too much by insulting the UN reps. And goes, I am returning the fees to my company. It is truth. Parker goes, how much is it in total? And goes, what do you mean? And goes, I have all the record. UN is fucking corrupt. That is the truth. They use my info. They do not help the victims. All I paid is a lot. Why do I need to lie? Ask them to return the money to me.
Can I ask a question? Didn't she say that the UN, does she realize that the UN is the fake?
Depends on the day.
Okay.
Probably I don't know if she does. And she also just said that, you know, she insulted the UN.
No, he said that. Parker Green said
that. Yeah, they don't know about that.
Parker Green said that.
Oh, I see. Yeah, they don't know about that.
Oh, right. Well, okay, hold on. I just got to deal with Donnie right now.
Oh.
Amuse Uh-oh. Yourselves.
Yeah. Dear Donnie, what in the fuck is going on? I'm reading from that.
No, because Pip's got a load show.
No, I know.
Pip's got homework.
Well, was
afterwards.
He listening to the show?
Nobody listens, Pip.
You know what? I can't say. I hope he didn't hear me yell because he's heard me yell before.
Nobody likes to hear you yell.
Yes.
Nobody wants to disappoint Daddy.
Yeah.
Ask them to return the money to me. Park goes, who told you they do not help the victims? You think money recovery is that easy? Ann says, do not tell me about this. I read the articles.
She read them.
She read them. Ann goes, you are a fucking your fucking lover is a criminal. Then the woman who brought this to our attention. She's a fucking liar. She did everything. Anyway, return the money to me. All I want is my money. Fuck off my life. Shame on you. You make lots of mistakes to me. Shame. Fuck off. Return the money to me. Scam payment. Jimmy Jones scam. $1,819,990. UK, Hong Kong, and gold scam. $6,806,449. UK scams. $2,303,400.
Roll call.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking money going here. And goes, all of them Japanese yen. UK, Hong Kong funds, Japanese yen, UK funds transfer, and it's all sorts of fucking big numbers coming through here. So it is $90,000. Fucking liars, all of you. Fuck off my life. Shame on you. Parker says, and I quote, okay. And goes, steal my research. Go to hell forever. Parker says, thanks.
They don't care.
This is what you do with an angry woman. You let them prattle on until they wear themselves out. It's kind of like a hurricane. You know how a hurricane just like turns and turns and then it wears itself out?
Yeah.
That's what you do with an angry dame, Joe. You just let them fucking spin and spit and fucking make a ruckus, and eventually they go away and just become a little annoying low-pressure system.
You're telling this now?
Joe knows. It's a, you know, he had a long, prolonged storm front, but he's figured it out.
I was like the tropical depression. I used to be hurricane, but now I am not, and I do not like it. My life is going nowhere. Oh, you poor tropical depression. You'll be somebody. You think so? I'm not even the cat one. Sorry.
Well, no, you go from tropical depression to tropical storm. You don't get to be a cat one without being a tropical storm. For
stop dashing my dreams.
I don't. Why is it like an Eastern European accent? They come off the coast of Africa.
Just go with the bit, stupid, will you, for Christ's sake?
Oh, I'm just trying to help you make it better. That's where tropical waves come from. They come off the coast of Africa.
All right. Thank you, meteorologist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I already like his tropical depression.
Yeah.
What does she know?
Yeah, she's laughing. She knows comedy.
She's a frustrated wannabe whore. She doesn't know anything.
That is really quite the compliment. Thank you.
It was meant to be. It's the nicest thing I could think of. Mr. Helix must be so proud of his boo. Parker says, thanks, Miller. Ann says, James Miller, H. Miller will go to jail. He never. Parker goes, I never did anything bad to you. Ann goes, you did. It is truth. Parker goes, because I helped you? Ann goes,
that's help.
Well, you know, subjective. Ann goes, I will report Brown Cotton FBI. Parker goes, what did I do? Ann goes, I will do it. Parker goes, why are you wasting time? Report him. Ann goes, why not ask your lover, the woman who brought this to our attention, to help you? She spread the rumor everywhere. Fuck you, assholes. I did. I'll call FBI soon. I am filing the evidence. Shame on you. Do not come online anymore, because I will expose everything, including my twat. Parker goes, me?
No, my twat.
Ann goes, Parker goes, I am more than you. You are a little brat. Ann goes, the woman who brought this to our attention, you are, not me, you will. Then she goes, they asked victims to pay lots of money, but on one gets money because they asked many payments. The way they did is real scammer's way. I know, I fucking told you, stupid. Brown Cotton should be arrested soon, and Eric Bohr, too. They use me, and they also cheat on the victims. Ann continues, you are a real scammer. It is fucking lies. Shame on you. Park goes, me? Ann goes, shame, liar. Park goes, I help you, bastard. Ann goes, fucking liar. Park goes, I fuck you now. Or no, I block you now.
Oh, okay.
I block you now. Sorry. Got ahead of myself.
There you go.
Park goes, since all you know is insult. Ann goes, do it now. Shame on you. Park goes, I will even ask them to stop the payment. Ann goes, go ahead. Because you use me. Shame on you. Go ahead. Never contact me. I'll report you. Park goes, talk to James. Ann goes, as a scammer. Parker goes, okay, I know you were angry. He's perceptive. Ann goes, I do not talk to that asshole. Park goes, I am sorry. Please, take it easy. Ann goes, do not forget to go fuck UN.
Jotting it down now.
Yeah, that's why you gotta make a list. And what's this little rubber band on my wrist for? Oh, yeah, I gotta go fuck the UN.
I gotta go fuck the UN.
I would have completely forgotten.
Of course.
Sure. Park goes, your funds will soon be wired to you. Ann goes, if you ever come to me, you will know what is going on. Your Americans are assholes. Park goes, I am coming to Japan next week. Ann goes, assholes. Park goes, bye.
Wait a minute, he told her that he was coming to Japan earlier, and she said the same thing to him. It's like, is that a problem that he's coming to Japan, or she just thinks he's an asshole in general?
I think general asshole.
Yeah.
Park goes, I have asked James to contact you. Ann goes, even your lover, the woman that does not judge you, is an American. Ann goes, haha, never. I will never contact you anymore. You will never contact me. I never owe you money. It is truth. Fuck off. Even you come to Japan, I will never meet you because you are a criminal. Criminal. Fucking scam. You are a real scammer. Park goes, no. Then she writes, Miller is a criminal. I did tell him. I did not love him, and he tried to harass me. Lies. He almost killed himself. Ha, ha, ha. I do not pity on him, because he is a fucking criminal. He always uses this to scam me. I have funds, and I need to pay for the funds transfer. Scam! He's a big-time scammer. He harasses me many times, and he never kills himself.
Of all the nerve.
Some people.
He keeps promising to kill himself. He never gets around to
never
it.
Never gets around to it.
Listen, I know the struggle. Sometimes you just want somebody to off themselves, and they refuse.
Yeah.
I understand.
Mules, stubborn like a mule.
Ah. He is chicken. He see through the things. He is a real bastard. Ha ha ha. Shame on him. After scamming me out of $20,000 with Parker Green, Brown Cotton, and Eric Bohr, then fake UN Secretary Melvin Santos scammed me out of $4,500. I never get money. And here's a conversation between Ann and Miller. Ann says, shame on you. Go for it. Do not contact me. Miller goes, wait. There's a White Lion song on. And goes, do not forget, go fuck corrupt UN. I'll tell you what, this UN has seen more fucking action.
I really, really. And they're corrupt really? Now, too.
Know, I should have been the UN when I was in college.
You would have gotten fucked.
Yeah, absolutely, a lot more.
Anne says the same thing your parents do. You're shameful. Didn't land.
No, what are you going to do?
Happens. Just need Pip to fucking try a joke and all will be forgiven.
Funny.
I'm sorry.
Miller goes, you're hurting me. Anne goes, I'll expose the truth to the world. Miller goes, I love you so much. Anne goes, fuck you. Miller goes, I nearly got killed yesterday. Anne goes, it's your problem.
Did she say that?
Yes.
Good for her.
Miller goes, they're sending me to Africa tomorrow. I love you and will always love you in my heart and soul. Anne goes, that is your problem.
Wow.
Never contact me anymore.
He's going to have to make a mixtape.
Very good. He's not John Cusack.
Yeah.
Miller goes, I pray you will love me back. Anne goes, never! Never! Criminal. Miller goes, I know you love me. And I love you too.
What a suave motherfucker he is.
He certainly is. Anne goes, sorry.
Really?
I do not love you. Miller goes, yes. Anne goes, never. Miller goes, you promised me your love. Anne goes, I do not love you. Miller goes, you do. Anne goes, no.
No.
Miller goes, you're only angry because of the funds. Anne goes, I do not lie. Miller goes, which will be transferred soon. You want to lie now. And then he uses her real name. Please do not lie. Anne goes, I do not lie because I do not love you. Never contact me anymore. This is the truth. I will block you out. I did delete your friend. I will never meet anyone. Criminal, I will block you out now. Miller goes, which friend? Please. Anne goes, your friend. Miller goes, I'm crying now. Anne goes, your fucking friend. Only 1 minute. I will block you out. Miller goes, please. Anne goes, never contact me. Miller goes, I love you.
Oh, boy. He's pouring it on.
He most certainly is. Anne goes, really? Never. I do not love you. This is the truth. No more contact. No use. Miller goes, please. Anne goes, I'm blocking now. Miller goes, your funds will be transferred. Please, do not block me. Anne goes, fucking lies. Miller goes, Miller goes, maybe you got another man. Anne goes, your UN is corrupt. Fucking UN. Miller goes, yes, I see. Anne goes, yes, I have a man now, so never contact me. Miller goes, who? Anne goes, it is my privacy. Anne goes, never contact me. If you bother me, I will delete you now. I'm serious. These kids can't quit each other.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Miller goes, okay, sorry. Anne goes, I will never help anyone. Also, do not contact me anymore. Do not destroy my family. Fuck you, assholes. Criminal, this is the truth. I also know the truth. UN is very idiot. This is what I found. They never help the victims or the people. This is what I can see. Fuck off my whole life. Fuck off. I will delete you now. Go to hell forever. Return the money to me. $20,000. This is the money that I owe my company. You cheated on money. He's going to cheat on money. You can't trust him not to cheat on you.
Yeah, really.
Right.
Return the fucking money to me or go to hell. This is the true words for me. Never contact me anymore. All I want is my money. That money belongs to my company. Miller goes, if you have the money, send the bank directly for the transfer. Anne goes, fuck you.
Don't flinch.
Miller goes, don't send to anybody. Anne goes, advance fee fraud. Miller goes, no. Anne goes, scam. It's criminal. Miller goes, this is the transfer fee for your funds. Anne goes, criminal. Always ask money. Fuck you. Miller goes,
You know, if this scammer stuff doesn't work out, those guys should start selling used cars. They're very good, you know.
Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah.
Anne goes,
I think they should just write poetry together.
Yeah.
Well, that's Dick Eldorado's gig.
That's right.
Yeah, sorry.
Anne goes, go to hell. Miller goes, you will never learn. Anne goes, animal, go to hell. Animal, criminal. Always money. Miller goes, it's 2,500 euros. Anne goes, you never return the money to me. Fuck you. Go to hell if you bother me. Miller goes, I can give you the bank contact directly. Anne goes, I'm going to send it out. And so I write to her, I'm glad you finally agree. She's on board. I'm pleased. So this is what she sent to Victim C, her email. Sarah Francois. Brown Cotton and David Moore are scammers. Today I busted them. They asked me to pay for the fees again, which is 2,500 euros. They cheated on your money, which is 1,000 US dollars. They never intend to return the money to you because they are black mafias. They are scamming out of 90,000 US dollars. I will send the facts to the FBI head office to ask for arrest. They are scammers. So now she's telling the people who looked at her as an expert that I fucked up. They're scammers.
Yeah.
Subject, Brown Cotton and David Moore are scammers. This is what she sends to victim A. She's contacting the people who she was providing advice to, bad advice. I must tell you the truth that I busted the scammers. I found Brown Cotton is fake FBI because I did pay for the funds transfer, which is total $90,000. I never get any funds back. Second, when they dealt with your case, I was paying the fees for the funds transfer, which is $1,500. They do cheat on me and destroy my whole life. Brown Cotton and David Moore are scammers because they choke your money. Now they are asking me to pay for the fees for the funds transfer, which is 2,500 euros. They are wicked. I did get so many lessons, and I will never send any money. This is good stuff right here, kids.
Yeah.
They threaten me a lot. They tried to kill me by using financial laws. This is why I hope you can send the facts to the FBI office in order to ask for arrest. I will send the facts to them as soon as possible. P.S. I must apologize to you because I'm the real victim and I lost lots of money and I'm working hard to pay for the fees to return the debts. Hope you are fine.
Oh, my God.
That's a major thing, no?
For now.
Yeah, I can't believe that all of a sudden she's saying to people, yeah, you know what? I really don't know how to do this shit.
But she gets these moments of clarity, but they never last that long.
We've been on a good streak, though.
There was,
yeah.
When I was doing the clips, and the clips for this week are from July 22nd, 2014, she was getting a moment of clarity. But, you know, that's, you know, 4 years ago. It doesn't last that long. But, I hope she's trying to figure this out. I mean, it's, you know, it's amazing that the key thing is that she's trying to get money back to her job. Now, with that, she borrowed money from work. I mean, that is, you know, number one, her boss must have trusted her implicitly, lent her that money. Now that you have that person's trust, you need to do everything to give it back. She's thinking that she's going to get that money back because she's, you know, paying fees and the money will come back and they'll pay the boss. And now it's not coming. You've got your job on the line. You've got your integrity on the line. You feel foolish because obviously she's a very educated person. But in this manner, she just got duped. So, she is in a very precarious situation here. And I hope that this moment of clarity lasts.
Well, I mean, lots of educated people get duped by these guys. I mean, they're good at what they do.
Oh, we've interviewed one on the show. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, but it's just you feel for her in a way where, especially with your job, you that's your livelihood on your line, your reputation.
Can't even get out early. Imagine asking them for a fucking loan.
Yeah,
that's a big thing to do though. To ask your job for a loan.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Yeah.
What's our tally, Pip?
Well, our tally, it was like a little disappointing on the Mr. Davin scale because we only had two.
Yeah, really. It was kind of low.
You know,
tonight.
Really low. And then we had two, my money. And then we had five, fuck yous.
Oh.
So, yeah, I know. So we had more fuck yous than Mr. Davin's. That was surprising. Right?
Yes, it is.
Very common in this house.
So, Mr. Helix called it with the Mr. Davin's.
Ah, good for you, Mr. Helix.
Joe's girl called it with the my money, and I called it with fuck you. So nobody won, but we did have some numbers on the board.
There we go. So everybody's a winner but Joe, just like life.
Yeah, we all split it up.
Joe is very gracious. It's Rosh Hashanah. He wanted you guys to start off the new year in the win column. It was very nice of you, Joe.
Well, thank you. That's the least I could do.
Yeah, and usually that's what you do. So we're very pleased. The least. All right.
He said doo-doo.
I said doo-doo. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao, T-A-O, of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and a Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for a special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we have that show coming up. What's the date?
October 19th.
October 19th. Who's going to be in that show?
Patrick O'Donnell.
Patrick O'Donnell's going to be a great night out. So experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. Hey, you deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
All right, Pip, who's going to plug Mr. Helix's show? Pip?
Hey, that would be me.
Oh, hey! Finally, a professional.
Mr. Helix.
Hey, it's Mr. Helix, otherwise known as Neil Richter. Hey, listen and join me in the Richter Observatory every weekday, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. on HudsonRiverRadio.com. I've got news, weather, and classic rock for Rockland County and the entire planet. And if you miss any of it, it's rebroadcast at 8 p.m. That's the Richter Observatory, 3 to 6 p.m. on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Let me ask you a question there, Mr. Helix. What's the weather for Bulgaria tomorrow, since you got weather and news for the whole planet? I'm going to put you on the spot.
You'll have to tune in to find out.
He has no idea. I think he was bluffing that last part.
Not at all. Not a clue.
Well, it's nice to hear what a professional sounds like. Very smooth.
Yes, very nice. You talk pretty.
I'm a meteorologist. I just play one on the radio.
Very, very well done. So tune in. Listen to some classic rock.
Hey, thanks.
Sure. Joe.
I will be at Rockwell's in Pelham this Saturday night, the 15th, with Tom McTiernan and Mike Mays. Show's going to be starting at 9 o'clock. Call 914-738-5881 for information and reservations.
There you go. I think that's it. We got anything else to wrap up? We done? We
good? That's it.
Get the fuck out of here. Pip, anything else?
No, that's it.
You'll update us on the cat so we can do another half an hour of cat talk while we wait for Joe?
Absolutely.
Well, we wish Creamsicle well.
Yes.
A speedy recovery.
Thanks. Yes, Creamsicle.
Creamsicle. Thanks. They even spelled it weird. Like, they put the word sick in there, S-I-C-K.
Really?
Yeah. I guess, a little foreshadowing.
Yes, right.
Regular fucking Shakespeare there when naming their cats.
We're just not right. That's the problem.
So, very, very, very. So, you got five cats now, right?
Yep.
Now, like, are all the cats, like, pacing nervously, wondering when Creamsicle will be home?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
yeah, but AIDS Kitty is saying, you think that's a fucking problem? You think that's a problem?
Well, let me ask you a question. Are the other cats pouring off a little saucer of milk for Creamsicle since he couldn't be there with them tonight?
Absolutely. A whole 40's worth of milk.
These are very ghetto cats.
I got a lot of shit to clean up.
Well, we know you won't. But anyway. Well, feel better, Pip.
Yes, Pip.
And actually, don't go anywhere because I got to talk to you post-show, so don't hang up.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. But, yeah, oh, we hope you. We hope your tum-tum feels better.
Yes.
Creamsicle feels better. I think that's it. Joe feels fine. So that's good. I feel fine. So let's get the fuck out of here. All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way.
Tell no one.
Ugh. Either way, keep on listening.